The Brilliant Bookworms are here. It's always fun to have them here. Oh, Andy made it. I just noticed Andy behind my screen here. Go ahead and put your headphones on, everybody, so you can hear me real well. And I would like to introduce you. These are all students at Winchester Thurston. They work in the library program. And we'll be able to share microphones and things. But before, they're going to tell you stories. They all tell stories. We have a couple that are done in pairs. Actually, three that will be done in pairs, I think, and one that will be done solo. And you'll hear about them. But let's meet everybody first. And I'm going to ask you to please introduce yourself and just tell me a little bit about yourself. And we'll start with you.
My name's Margie. I play soccer. And for my travel team, the only position I ever play every game is goalie.
Wow. Is that a hard position to play?
If you're playing a bad team, it's not, because the ball's usually in their half.
I always figured if I had to play goalie, I would just lie down in front of the net or like make myself as big as I could. But that's probably not a good strategy, is it? What's the best way to play?
Stay in the center of the goal until the ball comes and then move.
And you're allowed to use your hands, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to my dad, my sister, my mom, and my grandma.
Excellent. And what community do you live in?
Munn Hall.
Great. Well, it's nice to have you here. And let's figure out who is sitting next to you. Hello.
My name is Alexandra. People in school just call me Allie because it's shorter and easier. I really love dogs, and we actually used to have two, but we had to give them away because my mom had a baby, and, my mom was afraid that he would always swallow the hair.
Mm. It's hard sometimes. What's your baby's, is this a baby brother or sister?
Baby brother.
And what is his name?
Philippe.
Do you help to take care of Philippe?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I get sick from looking at his diapers, so I never do that. I usually just change his clothes and watch him while my mom's gardening.
Allie, you're my kind of girl. I think I would have the same reaction to that. Is this your first little brother or sister?
He's the smallest person in the family. I'm the second oldest. Then I have another brother who's even older. He's 12. And then I have a brother-in-law who is a lot older.
You've got a big family. I have a brother-in-law who's a lot older than me, too, by about 15 years or so. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hi to Matthew, to my mom, who's actually in the audience right now, and my dad, and my two brothers.
Wonderful. And what community do you live in?
Squirrel Hill?
Great. It's always with a school like Winchester Thurston that draws on lots of communities. It's always good to know who is here. Now let's meet you. What is your name?
My name is Mayher. I like Brilliant Bookworms, and I live in Point Breeze.
And what do you like about Brilliant Bookworms?
That you get to learn stories that you know and didn't know.
That's nice. And as long as we're talking about that, Mayher, how often do you get together at Brilliant Bookworms? Is it once a week or?
Well, it's every Thursday.
So you guys have put a lot of practice into telling stories and making them your own, I would imagine, right?
Yes.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my grandpa, my uncle, my aunt, and my cousins.
Excellent. And by the way, I'll give you a number in a few moments that you can use to text us if you are listening in the radio audience to compliment our brilliant bookworms today. I'll give you that number in a little bit. Now we're going to let's just pivot that yellow microphone over. And I think it's Sarah that we're about to meet. Is that right?
Yeah.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I really like to play soccer, and usually I just play defense, but I also like dogs a lot. I have one right now, and I had one, but it died last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the dog you have now?
It's a husky.
That's a big dog. Very big dog. Where does it sleep at night?
We had a mud room before we got the dog, so we just have that room for the dog now.
And what was your other dog's name that died?
His name was Simba.
I had a cat that died not too long ago. Her name was Mimsy, and then I have a cat named Gracie, and I miss Mimsy a lot. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
I would like to say hi to my mom, which is in the audience, my dad, and that's pretty much it.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And next, we're going to meet Catherine. Hello.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself.
My name's Catherine, and I like to play soccer.
Lots of soccer players here. Oh, excuse me, Catherine. I meant to ask you where you're from, Sarah. I forgot.
Oh, I live in Shadyside.
And I think I forgot to ask Maher that question, too. Are you also, where do you live?
I said Point Breeze.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry. And Catherine, where are you from?
Okay, I live in Point Breeze.
And you were starting to tell me you like
soccer. Yeah, I like soccer and I like reading and books, so.
Is there a book you're reading now or that maybe you read recently that you really would recommend to somebody?
Well, I liked the book How to Beat the Bully Without Really Trying.
That sounds like, is it a funny book?
I don't know. It's funny.
I just like the title of it. Makes it sound funny. What's the main character in the book like?
He moves from New York, I think. No, I think he moves to New York.
So he
goes to this new school. And
so that's a good setup for a plot. So he probably is making new friends and meeting new people and trying to fit in. It sounds like a good story. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I like to say hello to my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, and my grandparents.
And your brother and sister, what are their names?
My brother's Evan and my sister's Lila.
And she's here, right?
Yes.
Is Evan here? I didn't see Evan.
No, he's not.
What's nice to have you here. And then finally we have Andy, who I can barely see because Andy's hiding behind a screen. I can see you now. Tell me about yourself, Andy. Where are you from?
I'm from Point Breeze.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my mom.
And what do you like to do? Do you like sports or any particular subjects?
I like sports.
What do you play?
I like doing kung fu.
Say that again?
I like doing kung fu.
Oh, kung fu. Excellent. Do you have a belt?
Yes, I'm a purple belt.
Very good. And do you like going to baseball games or football games?
Yes, I have a baseball ball.
You have a baseball?
Yeah, and it's signed.
Wow, who signed it?
I forget.
A pirate?
Yeah, a pirate. And my dad has one that was signed by all the old-fashioned players.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Anybody out there in Radio Land?
I don't know.
Well, who brought you here today?
My dad.
Well, we'll say hi to him.
Hi, Dad.
Now, the number to text us is 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You're about to hear some great stories from The Brilliant Bookworms. Now, what I need to tell you is the bookworms are telling you these stories. They're not reading you the stories. They've learned them. This is the art of storytelling, going back through the oral tradition. Some will be in pairs. Some will be solo. And I think Margie and Allie have the first story. And I am going to turn things over to you. If you need to introduce the story, that'll be up to you. I'm just going to introduce you, Margie and Allie.
We're going to be telling the story of Tilly and the Heebie-Jeebie Man. Tilly was 6 years old. Her brother Herman was 11 years old. Do you know what 11-year-old brothers like to do to their 6-year-old sisters? They like to tease them. So Herman would go around all day teasing Tilly, saying, "Tilly is silly, Tilly is silly." And then Tilly would cry, "I am not," and run upstairs. Soon school had ended and Herman went away to camp, so Tilly got to spend a perfect Herman-free summer. All too soon, summer ended and Herman had to come back. One night at dinner, Herman decided to tell Tilly the story of the Heebie-Jeebie Man. He told her that every year the Heebie-Jeebie Man follows one camper home. And then Tilly asked, "Herman, who did the Heebie-Jeebie Man follow home this year?" Herman just laughed and ran out the door. Tilly couldn't sleep that night. She tossed and turned under her sheets. She kept on thinking about the Heebie-Jeebie Man. Did it follow Herman home? Was he coming to get her? And then she heard a noise outside her door, a shuffling, a creeping, a creaking. And then she heard a voice. "Boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom. I'm on the first step and I'm coming to your room." I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom. Tilly pulled her covers up to her chin. She was nervous. And then she heard the noise again outside her door. A shuffling, a creeping, a creaking. And then she heard a voice.
I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom.
I'm on the second step and I'm coming to your room. I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom.
Tilly pulled the covers up to her nose. She was extremely scared now. And then she heard the noise again. A shuffling, a creeping, a creaking. And then she heard the voice. I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom. I'm on the third step and I'm coming to your room. I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom.
Tilly called for the strongest person in her house, her dad. She screamed, "Daddy!" But her dad, sleeping on the other side of the house, never came. And then Tilly screamed for her mom, "Mommy!" But her mom was sleeping with her dad in the house, so she never came either. So Tilly only had one choice left. She screamed for the only person left in the house, her brother. She screamed, "Herman!" But do you know what older brothers like to do to six-year-old sisters? They like to ignore them. So he never came to Tilly's room. And then Tilly heard the noise, a shuffling, a creeping, a creaking. And then she heard the voice. I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom. I'm in your room. I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom. Tilly pulled the covers all the way over her head, but she let her eyes peek out under the covers to see what was happening. Then she heard the voice. I said a boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom. I'm going to get you. The next morning at breakfast time, Tilly was the last one to come downstairs to breakfast. When she sat down and started eating her cereal, Hermit asked, "Hey, Tilly, how did you sleep last night?"
I said, "A boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom."
And that's the story of the Tilly and the Heebie-Jeebie Man.
Good job, Margie and Allie. That was a fun story. I liked the rhythm. Now, next, I think, who's our next tower? Is it Mayhair Alone? Yes. It's you alone. And what's the name of your story? Okay, the Viper, and come a little bit closer to your microphone so we can be sure to hear you, and go right ahead.
There once was an old lady who lived on the third floor of an apartment complex, and she was rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth in a rocking chair with a shawl in her lap and reading her favorite book. Suddenly, the phone rang. So she picked it up and said, "Hello, who is this?" "I am the Viper. I'm on the first floor." "Who is the Viper and why is he coming?" Click. The person on the other end had hung up. Now the old lady was nervous. So she put the shawl up to her, like, neck height, and she was rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, reading her favorite book. Suddenly, the phone rang again. "Ring." She said, "Hello, who is this?" "I am the Viper. I'm on the second floor." "Who is the Viper and why is he coming?" Click. The person on the other end had hung up. Then she was extremely scared. So now she put the blanket over her nose and she rocked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, reading her favorite book. Then the phone rang again. Ring. She picked it up and said, "Hello, who is this?" "I am the Viper. I'm on the third floor." "Who is the Viper and why is he coming?" Click. The person on the other end had hung up. So now the old woman was extremely, extremely scared. So she put the shawl over her lap and started rocking back and forth, really fast. Then she heard a on the door. Should she open it or should she not? Well, the old lady was brave enough this time, so she walked to the door, and she unlocked all the locks. Click, 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 click. And she opened the door. And there was a man above, like, neck height. And he was holding a sponge in one hand and a bucket in one hand, in the other hand. And he said, "I am the Viper. I've come to wipe your windows."
Well done. I like hearing that story told just by you and the way you did it. It's great. That was Mayhair. And now I think, are you going to tell a story with Sarah? Is that, or no, Sarah and Catherine are going to tell a story together. Catherine, what's the name of the story?
Red Red.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, so there was a girl named Alice, and she was very mischievous. She did not follow the rules. She did not play by the rules either. And so one night at dinner, she smushed a lot of food in her mouth. She opened it wide, 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 and she said, "Look at my dinner hour." And she chewed it up and down, and everybody was grossed out. And so her mother said, "Alice, if you're going to be really mischievous, red, red lips will come." And so Alice was like, whatever. And the other day, she also stole all of her brother's toys, and she said, these are mine. And so her mother put her in big trouble. And so she went to bed that night, not worrying about red, red lips. But then she heard a tap, tap, tappity tap at her window. So she slowly went and opened the curtains, and she saw an old hag with long stringy hair, big yellow eyes, a wart on her chin with long bony fingers and red, red lips. And that hag said, little girl, do you want to see what I can do with my long bony fingers and my red, red lips? And Alice shrieked, ew, no. And so she went back to bed. The next morning, she did the same mischief she usually did. And so she forgot all about the night before anyway. So that night, she went to bed again, and she heard a tap, tap, tappity tap at her window. So she slowly went and opened the curtain, and she saw the same hag with long stringy hair, big yellow eyes, a wart on her chin with long bony fingers and red, red lips. And that hag said, little girl, do you want to see what I can do with my long bony fingers and my red, red lips? And Alice shrieked, ew, no. And she woke up that morning, forgetting all about the night before.
Okay, so she remembered a little bit about the night before. And so the next day, she didn't do as much mischief as she had done the day before, but she still did some mischief. So that day, her mother only put her in timeout. When she was going to bed that night, she heard a tap, tap, tappity tap at her window. She went to her window and slowly opened the curtains. There was that same old hag with the long, strangly hair, big yellow eyes, and a wart on her chin, red, red lips, and long, bony fingers. The woman said, would you like, little girl, would you like to see what I can do with my long, bony fingers and my red, red lips? Ew, no, shrieked Alice, and she shut her curtains really fast, and she went to bed. That morning, she remembered everything about what had happened the night before. So, when she went to bed that night, she remembered everything that next day of what happened the night before. She was a very good little girl, and she even offered to help, which is very unlikely for this girl named Alice. And so that night, her mother was so surprised, she gave her extra dessert. Now, that night, when she heard a tap, tap, tappity tap on her window. She opened her curtains, and there was that same old hag again with the long, stringly hair, big yellow eyes, red, red lips, a wart on her chin, and long, bony fingers. Alice shrieked. The woman said, little girl, would you like to see what I can do with my red, red lips and my long, bony fingers? Alice said, fine, show me what you can do with your long, bony fingers and your red, red lips, so you don't have to keep coming back here every single day. So the old woman took her fingers and put it at her lips and did... and that's the story of Red Red Lips.
Oh, my goodness. I like these because I don't see them coming. I just didn't see that coming at all. That was Sarah and Catherine. And now Catherine and Andy, I think, are going to tell a story. Let's see. We'll adjust this mic over towards you. And can you just tilt that up a little bit? There you go. Perfect. There you go. Perfect. So this is our last story. I want to thank the Winchester Thurston Brilliant Bookworms for being here. They've done a wonderful job. And here now, Catherine and Andy with the final story.
Once upon a time, there was an old man named, an ordinary man named John. He had two ordinary children and one ordinary wife named Nick and John Jr. One night, he was going back to home from work, and then he heard a voice, turn me over sure to be over. He ran home, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and then he told his wife Mary. He told his wife Mary and his kids, Nick and John Jr., that he heard a ghost sound, a ghost voice. And Mary said, nonsense. I bet even the kids would say there's no such thing as ghosts. And then the next night, he was going to work at his usual time, 5 o'clock, and he heard the voice again. Turn me over, turn me over. He ran home, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and he told his wife, Mary, and his kids, Nick and John Jr., that he heard a ghost voice outside, and Mary said, again, nonsense, there's no such thing as ghosts. I bet even the kids would say that there's no such thing as ghosts. Then the next night, he was walking back home to work, to go back home, and he heard the voice again. Turn me over, and then he ran home. And then he told his wife Mary and his kids, I heard his ghost voice outside in the graveyard, and Mary said, nonsense, there's no such thing as ghosts. I bet even the kids would think there's no such thing as ghosts. Then the next morning, he was walking back to home from work to as usual time, 5 o'clock, and then he heard the voice again, turn me over.
And this time he didn't run home. He went straight he followed the voice around trees, past bushes, to the center of the graveyard. There was a grave, and next to the grave was a gate. John opened the gate, and he walked down the steps, counting 13 steps. Now, he didn't open the door right away. He put his ear and listened at the door, and seeing, is this where the sound is coming from? Well, that was where the sound was coming from. So he slowly opened the door, creak, and there in the middle of the floor was red hot coals, and on top of that was a giant grill, and on top of that was a giant hamburger. And so John was surprised that he was scared of a giant hamburger, but the hamburger was saying, turn me over, turn me over. But next to the hamburger was a giant spatula, and he took the spatula and lifted and turned the hamburger over, and the hamburger politely said, thank you, thank you. And that's the story of the graveyard voice.
These stories all had a nice surprise ending. Thank you all for being here.